A gymnasium of a government department has been transformed into the operations center for a grassroots relief effort named Operation Walangiwanan, meaning no one gets left behind. Across the central Philippines, hundreds of thousands of hungry and homeless are worrying that is precisely what has happened to them. With anger rising in many of the worst afflicted communities over the lack of relief, these volunteers are readying supplies, even though no one is sure when they will reach those in need.
Welcome to day one ng ating operation.
As music plays, an MC shouts encouragement to volunteers bagging cans of sardines, boxes of cookies, crackers, sausages and juices, bottles of water and soy sauce, rations of rice, and even clothing and sandals. A youth group area coordinator, Joseph Nolasco, explains volunteers were quickly mobilized by social media.
Most of them are college students, call center agents, YPs, young professionals, mothers, even out-of-school youth.
Volunteers have quickly filled this gymnasium with thousands of bags of desperately needed supplies that'll probably be able to sustain the typhoon survivors for only a couple of days. So the real demand is going to be for this sort of effort to continue for weeks, if not months. Steve Herman, VOA News, Quezon City in the Philippines.